Over the weekend, Mexico got a new president. He took office on Saturday and is inheriting a federal police force that has long helped stop migrants from reaching the U.S. In doing so, though, the Mexican Federal Police has been found to regularly commit human rights violations against migrants. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports on how the Federal Police Academy and how the country's 40,000 federal officers are being trained.
The cadets at the Federal Police Academy wear blue uniforms and march every day. There is so much structure here. That they have a chant just to report that they are in good spirits. They even march in and out of their mess hall.
Okay, my name is Rubén Rodríguez Rodríguez.
Inspector General Rubén Jesús Rodríguez Rodríguez is the director of Mexico's Superior Federal Police Academy. Here, they train about 1,000 new officers every year.
La seguridad de nuestro país en México no lo es todo. Es lo único que existe.
For the federal police, the country's safety isn't the most important thing. It is the only thing that matters. So says Rodríguez.
Prácticamente la iglesia de la policía.
For Rodríguez, the police academy is like the church of the federal police.
Tendrá que afrontar las consecuencias.
Rodríguez says that any officer found committing human rights violations suffers the consequences, and that those are just individual officers. In other words, maybe just a few rotten apples.
Well, I believe that then they have some few thousand bad apples.
Carlos Azueta documents all sorts of crimes perpetrated against migrants in Mexico. He's a researcher with Amnesty International. He says cases come up every week.
It's common to see, if not torture, at least some other form of ill treatment, like beatings and things like that.
But migrants are preyed upon not just by federal officers. Stephanie Leutert is with University of Texas at Austin, where she researches and teaches classes on migration through Mexico.
It's also the migration authorities. It's also the state judicial officials. It's kind of the whole, it's the state police. It's also the municipal police and the federal police. It's really almost every group that comes in contact with migrants.
Leutert says migrants get kidnapped and extorted for whatever little money they have. That's why you get caravans, like the one that crossed from Honduras to Tijuana in the last 2 months. People seek safety in numbers. In this Voice of America footage of a river separating Guatemala and Mexico, dozens of migrants lock hands and wade through the water. Federal police officers look on from a helicopter above.
We don't want those people in Mississippi. I'm sorry.
President Donald Trump giving a speech in Mississippi last week. He said on Twitter that he would close the border if Mexico doesn't, quote, move the flag-waving migrants.
We're sending a clear message to the caravans and to the trespassers. Turn around, go back home.
This puts Mexico in a tough spot. It's between the sending countries of Central America and elsewhere and the big receiving country of the United States. But Leutert from the University of Texas says Mexico would probably have similar policies, even in the absence of U.S. pressure.
Maybe not to the same degree, maybe not with the same funding. But they also have their own migration interests. And by putting everything on the Trump administration or on the U.S., we negate some of that.
So this is the political and humanitarian dilemma Mexico's incoming president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, inherits. It is also the federal police he takes over, one with a marching battle band that trains its cadets with strict discipline, but also commits crimes against migrants. López Obrador's party has already proposed creating a new National Guard comprised of military and police. Supporters say it will be disciplined and organized. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, reporting from San Luis Potosí, Mexico.